Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the phone now, I have Marguerite Cotter, who is a commercial director with Phone Watch. Good morning, Marguerite.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call. Now, of course, we all know Phone Watch is an alarm company, and but you've released a report on keeping your home safe this summer. Could you tell us what made you come up with this report, Marguerite?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I suppose what we see is that, you know, we obviously keep a very close eye on crime rates on a monthly basis across Ireland. And what we see is that crime doesn't really dip in the summer months at all. But I think what we do see is that people get a little bit less vigilant about their home safety in the summer months. So I suppose it's completely understandable. You know, winter months, the evenings are dark, it's cold outside. You know, you're more likely to lock your doors, close your windows, you know, be very aware of kind of suspicious activity. But summer months, the sun is shining, you're getting ready for your holiday, and you're not as minded to think about your home security. So really, you know, what we wanted to get across is, you know, absolutely go and have a good time, but don't be that, you know, unfortunate person sitting on the beach going, oh God, you know, I think I left the back door open, or, you know, I think I didn't lock all the windows. Because I suppose the main thing is that burglars are around 365 days a year, and they know that we become a little bit less vigilant in the summer months. So just to keep on top of things. So we put a number of safety tips together for all our, you know, your listeners and our customers to help them secure their homes.
And I'm just looking at one of them here. Number one is do not leave keys hidden outside. Mm. Do people still do that, Marguerite?
I know, really surprising. So a few months ago, we undertook a piece of research. I think the panel size was about 1,000. And we spoke to people and asked them, you know, what things are they still doing? And actually, really surprisingly, 1 in 3 people are still hiding a key under a plant pot outside the door, you know, which I know we probably all grew up with that. But in this day and age, really, you know, we shouldn't need to do that. So I suppose with that in mind, we're kind of saying, you know, instead of leaving it under the pot, maybe build up your relationship with your neighbours, leave them a key instead. And then obviously if they have that and they think, you know, something suspicious is going on, they can check out your home while you're away. But equally, they can do things like take in your post, maybe turn a light on in the evening, so that your home, it's not as apparent that your home is empty. And actually, at PhoneWatch, we really, really do believe in the power of the community. Our service is based on, you know, key holders and community. But, you know, just in terms of knowing your neighbours, being aware of, you know, your neighbours' homes, but equally them keeping an eye on your home as well.
Yeah, and PhoneWatch, the alarm company, you take key holders' names.
That's right. Yeah, so that the whole, I think there's a little bit of, there's a lack of understanding around, you know, what the actual PhoneWatch service does.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, it's around that piece of, you know, of key holders and building up the relationship with your neighbours. But you can also have, you know, family and friends. So essentially, when you're a PhoneWatch customer, you give us 3 key holder names. Usually your mobile is the first one, and then it might be your neighbour or your family or people like that, people who are within close proximity to your home. So that if your alarm does sound, the people in our monitoring centre here in Dublin can call them and ask them to check out the house. If we can't contact any of those, then we absolutely contact the emergency services. So the guards, if it's your burglar alarm, or the fire services, if it's a smoke or carbon monoxide alarm. But I think the key point is that someone is contacted. So God forbid you're on holidays and your alarm does start going off. It's not like it's a bell ringing outside your home and no one is actioning that alarm. That you are guaranteed that someone is responding to that alarm, be it a key holder or be it the emergency services. And PhoneWatch triggered that series of actions.
And that's where the importance of building up a relationship with your neighbours and the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I suppose, in this day and age, you know, we're not all as focused on our neighbours and our community, but it really is very powerful.
Now, we'll go through some of these points. An awful lot of them are just common sense, but like the second one, it sounds obvious, but lock your doors.
Yeah, like you say, they're all very much common sense, but I think what happens is, you get so caught up in the excitement of going on holidays that you just forget about them a little bit. So, you know, one of the big things is, you know, making sure you double lock your doors, that you lock your windows, you know, I suppose. Don't just close them, but if, you know, make sure you have the keys and you lock the windows as well, because burglars are very savvy. And actually, when we're talking about locking doors and windows, I think in the summer months, it's really important as well, you know, we're all out in the back garden having barbecues and the likes. Make sure your front door is locked, because God forbid someone could enter your home while you're in the back garden as well, you know. That has been known to happen. And then there's also things like, you know, don't leave a top window open, just to leave air in while you're away. Any window open will entice a burglar. You know, giving your neighbour a key, asking him to maybe take out your bins, cut your grass, all signs that, you know, your home is empty if your grass is too long or whatever that may be. Social media, obviously a massive one, you know. If, you know, we all love sharing pictures of our holiday snaps, but maybe don't put up specific information around when you're leaving, you know, how long your home will be vacant for, because again, burglars are savvy and they're keeping an eye on these things all the time. In terms of your alarm, if you have an alarm, for God's sake, use it, you know, turn it on. Make sure when you leave it's turned on. I suppose with the phone watch service, there is an app so you can turn it on remotely. But if you don't have that facility, make sure you turn on your alarm before you go. I think a lot of people feel that just having the bell box outside the home is deterrent enough. You know, yes, it is a deterrent, but if you have an alarm, just make sure you use it. And, you know, if you need to get that alarm serviced or anything, do that in advance of going on holiday so that you have the peace of mind of knowing that it's working correctly.
And I suppose we've all been guilty of being halfway down the road and then saying, oh my God, did I switch on the alarm or did I lock the back door?
Completely, yeah, absolutely. You know, so I think that's the thing. And that's actually why we added the app to our home safety system, that you can, from the airport or from your holiday destination, you can turn it on and off and you can see, you know, if it's been deactivated or anything like that. So the app is a really important part of what we offer. But yeah, you know, we talk to our customers sometimes about maybe developing a checklist before they go, so that you can say, okay, you know what, yes, I've locked the back door, yes, I've locked all the windows, yes, I've organised someone to bring my post in, because you've so much to think about before you go on holidays.
The cutting your grass one, that's a sort of surprised me. Well, it is true, if somebody sees that the grass hasn't been cut in a while, they're going to say, oh, the house must be empty.
Totally. As you say, it's all really common sense stuff, but it's, you know, and if you're going away for a long period of time, organise your neighbours or your family or friends to do that while you're gone, because it's all signs that your house is empty.
And making sure the alarm box is clean, that's another surprising one.
Yeah, I think that's kind of part of, you know, making sure your alarm is working correctly. The alarm box outside the home is definitely, you know, it's the first sign that your home is protected by an alarm. And burglars are aware of that. They know that, you know, certain bell boxes mean a monitored alarm, some mean just a standalone alarm. But, you know, so make sure you keep your bell box clean, so that it is visible and it's as strong a deterrent as it can be.
Okay, Marguerite, there's 10 tips here. Can they be accessed if people are listening and maybe want to print off these?
Yeah, absolutely. They're all on our website, phonewatch.ie, and we update them, you know, seasonally. So, you know, obviously the ones in the winter will be slightly different to the ones in the summer, but they're all on our website, and we do send them to all of our 100,000 customers as well. So they are very, and we'll actually be adding them to our Facebook page next week as well.
That's fantastic, because it would be a handy thing to have around the house. And just,
yeah, you could use that as your checklist, as you say, yeah.
I think the last time I spoke to you was at Christmas, and it was about avoiding burglaries at Christmas. And it was very, very interesting, because that's another time where burglaries...
Yeah, and it's just being aware of what's relevant at that time, you know. So it is, like I say, in the summer months, it's being slightly, you know, being aware of the slightly more different areas than you would necessarily be at Christmas time, you know. We see seasonal trends here at Phone Watch all the time, and we adapt the safety tips to tie in with those trends, obviously.
And they're all available on phonewatch.ie.
That's right.
And the windows there, in summer months, you are inclined to open windows and maybe go off and forget to close the windows.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend people printing off these tips here and putting them up on the fridge or something before you...
Yeah, absolutely. And we're looking at more and more ways that we can get these out to our customers proactively, so that, you know, you don't actually have to take the time to log on to the website. We'll send them out to you. But for anyone, customer or not, non-customer, they can go onto the website and download them.
Thanks very much, Marguerite. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, thanks very much. No, I think we've pretty much covered everything. You know, obviously, if your listeners are interested in a monitor's alarm with PhoneWatch, all our prices and our contact details are also available on our website. The website also has quite a bit of information around safety tips, around crime rates and things like that. So, you know, just if you have time over the next few days or weeks, maybe log on to phonewatch.ie.
And all the tips are there. And there'll be more at Christmas. Well, I'll probably talk to you again coming up to Christmas about the
hopefully, bird, yeah, that would be great.
Marguerite, thanks very much for taking the call.
Thanks very much for your time, John. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This is 90.3 Near FM.